You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is The Green Desk with Connor Mercer on 95BFM.
This week on The Green Desk, Connor speaks with David Tong of the World Wildlife Fund. They talk about the New Zealand government's decision to offer a block contract for seismic oil exploration in the Taranaki and the effects this could have on Maui's dolphin. He starts off by asking how far their habitat reaches and how their current endangered state arose.
Maui dolphins are the world's rarest marine dolphin. They live only on the west coast of New Zealand's North Island, from the Maunganui Bluff in the north down to the mouth of the Whanganui River in the south. They range from inshore on the coast, sometimes you can even see them from shore, out to around 100 metres deep. That's their habitat, and it's their only habitat. Currently, less than 100, only 63 Maui dolphins survive by the latest estimate. That's down from a population in 2004 of over 130, and a population 40, 50 years ago of thousands. These are the world's rarest marine dolphins. They only live in New Zealand.
This massive decline that we've seen over the last 40 to 50 years, is this something that we directly attribute to human involvement in their ecosystem and their habitat?
We can attribute the massive decline in the Maui dolphin population to human activity, primarily to fishing. Scientists have told us and have told the Department of Conservation that over 95% of Maui dolphin deaths involving human activity are from fishing. There are two kinds of fishing that are responsible, conventional trawling and set netting. Since they were introduced, the population has fallen drastically.
The way that the Maui dolphin lives and travels, do they travel in groups and sort of packs, I suppose? Or as the numbers have declined, we're seeing more sort of solitary individual dolphins just because there are less numbers?
That's absolutely right. They, as with many other dolphins, travel in pods. There are juvenile pods, adult pods, and breeding pods. So kind of different compositions and kinds of pod depending on which precise dolphins there are. But more and more, as the population declines, dolphins are going to be left as individuals traveling alone. And so we've had public sightings of Maui dolphins, from some individual sightings through to sightings of entire pods.
I've heard that the Maui dolphin is very friendly and inquisitive in nature and often likes to come and sort of check out what's happening at the beach or the people that sees it around it. Does this sort of play into the fact that the numbers are declining due to their interaction with fishing voyages?
We can't say that the Maui dolphin's inquisitiveness is responsible for their vulnerability to fishing nets. They are, as you say, very friendly, sociable dolphins. But whether that contributes to how they end up getting caught in nets, we can't say that. If anything, I'd say that it's more likely that they simply are not able to see the nets until they are entrapped in them.
So the numbers have been steadily declining, alarmingly, and now the government last December has announced the planning of new seismic testing throughout the habitat, throughout the Taranaki. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of testing that's going to be going on and the possible ramifications for the dolphins?
So over 30% of the Maui dolphin habitat is now open to some kind of oil and gas exploration. That's a pretty striking number when less than 30% of Maui dolphin habitat has any protection from fishing or other marine activities. What seismic blasting involves is basically once every 10 seconds, your seismic blasting ship, its trailing pods, the blast pods behind it, emit an enormous noise like a cannon firing. Once every 10 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This new permit has been offered, has been given out for one new operator last December. That will not begin this summer. It will begin next summer or later, depending on how the regulation plays through. But this summer, from December to right until March, in the South Taranaki, the Amazon Warrior, the world's largest seismic blasting ship, is back. And so over these months, every 10 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, an enormous noise is being blasted out into the sea in the Maui dolphin habitat in the South Taranaki.
What do we think that, or what do we know about the way that this sound plays on the lifestyles and the ecosystem surrounding these dolphins? I imagine if someone was in my house blasting a huge noise every 10 seconds, 24 hours a day, I would probably drop in my performance as well.
Yeah, mate, you would. At a close range, in the hundreds of metres, this can cause a dolphin or a whale to suffer physical injury. There have been overseas cases where dolphins or whales have been killed by seismic blasting directly at close range. The trouble is, that's the only kind of impact which the mitigation options being done by the seismic blasting companies deal with. And these sonic waves, the blast noises, travel, a scientist told me just earlier today, at least 100 kilometres. With that Amazon Warrior, it's 260 decibel noise. That's going to travel tens or hundreds of kilometres away from the source. Where that noise, like a jackhammer, is being heard, it affects both the dolphins and the population, and their food sources. So for the dolphin, they can become confused, disorientated. I mean, you would if you were being subjected to a jackhammer constantly. I would. And that can end up pushing them away from their natural habitat, pushing them away from food sources, pushing them into fishing nets, pushing them further north out of the South Taranaki.
What's the reaction by the local iwi and hapu been to this new introduction into the environment?
So iwi and hapu have historically had a strong relationship with Maui dolphins, Papoto, the te reo name for the dolphins. These have even been the subject of a Treaty of Waitangi claim in the past, calling for their recognition and protection. So there is a strong connection, and iwi and hapu have, up and down the North Island, opposed seismic blasting on the west coast, on the east coast, and up north. So though I haven't seen any new reaction in the last 2 weeks since the announcement just before Christmas, and I haven't seen any statements in the last... And I can say that with the Amazon Warrior that's out this summer, west coast iwi and hapu have strongly criticised its presence, and the iwi leaders group has opposed this kind of oil and gas exploration.
And this kind of opposition, is this mirrored in the regional councils? And I mean, I know it's mirrored in the rhetoric of the ruling government, but obviously their decisions don't necessarily reflect that.
This absolutely varies from council to council. Some are very supportive of our work, others are lesser.
I would be questioning what kind of measures there are to already protect these animals, and then why we are introducing new potential threats into the environment.
This is a clear case of human interests, economic interests, being prioritised over long-term thinking about what will make humans thrive in harmony with nature. This is business-as-usual thinking when we're not dealing with a business-as-usual circumstance. World's most endangered marine mammals, it's not business-as-usual. World's most endangered ocean-going dolphin, that's not business-as-usual. And when government is issuing these seismic blasting permits, that's a business-as-usual thought process, which doesn't reflect the endangered, nationally critical status of our Maui dolphin.
So people that are aware of those realities, how do they act on this? What can people do? Is there some kind of petition? Is there some way that they can get their voice heard?
Yes. So there are numerous petitions about seismic blasting, about fishing. Right now we're focusing on fishing because we think we have a crack at getting the government to end net fishing, and then hopefully in the block office and other seismic blasting processes thereafter that. So if you want to call for protection for Maui dolphins, go to our website, wwf.org.nz/priceless, and you can there send a message to the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. We'll be hand-delivering those messages later this month or early next month. And if you are on the coast, on the west coast of the North Island, or out on the water fishing or surfing, and if you see a dolphin this summer, please do report it to us. It's really important that we know where the dolphins range so we can advocate for the best possible protection for them. You can report through our iPhone app by phoning 0800 4 Mauis or on our website at wwf.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.